We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And you may have been hearing about another big merger. This one has some interesting repercussions, quite possibly. CVS, the drugstore chain, acquiring Aetna, as in the health insurer. What does it all mean? Well, Drew Armstrong of Bloomberg is joining us right now. And for one thing, CVS says that, you know, they have these walk-in care clinics. Are we seeing maybe CVS morphing into some sort of clinic hospital where the pharmacy's right there in the store?
Yeah, I think that's exactly the idea that they're pitching here. You know, if you look at how healthcare works in the United States, there are a huge number of middlemen and kind of middle players in between a patient and the care they need, be it a hospital, a doctor, or a drug. You know, it takes essentially a health insurer, a pharmacy benefit manager, a drug distributor, a pharmacy to get all of those things to the patient. What this deal does basically, it lumps a couple of those pieces all together and creates a big healthcare conglomerate that has of those services under one roof. The company's argument is that by doing that, you know, they can go from competing against each other to being more efficient and doing a better job of coordinating a patient's care.
And Drew, two St. Louis area companies fit individually each of those niches that you just talked about. There's Centene in the insurance field, and Express Scripts, which is the largest pharmacy benefit manager. Is this deal going to force one or both of those companies to maybe take a look at diversifying and doing some vertical integration as opposed to horizontal?
Yeah, the second you mentioned, Express Scripts, is probably the most vulnerable. I think that there have been a lot of questions over the last year or two about the independent pharmacy benefit model. And, you know, Express Scripts, they've lost their biggest client in Anthem, which has said it's going to compete with them. Increasingly, its competitors, people like CVS and United Healthcare, are these integrated models. So I think it's a very fair question that a lot of investors and people in the business world are asking right now is, you know, is Express Scripts going to remain an independent company? Is it either going to go out there and buy an insurer or a drugstore, or is somebody going to come around and buy it? We're seeing what could be the beginning of a real period of consolidation in the healthcare supply chain.
Are there any possible regulatory hurdles we're looking at here? Or because I'm not sure if this kind of deal has happened before.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, the answer, if you'd asked a year ago, would probably be no. Antitrust regulators and enforcers haven't typically had a huge problem with these types of vertical deals where you're combining different parts of the supply chain, like a producer and a distributor. But that said, the Trump administration just last month sued to block another major vertical deal, the AT&T Time Warner. Now, that's obviously in telecom, not in healthcare, but it did set a precedent of a Department of Justice that is saying, hey, we're going to take a close look at these really large takeovers, even vertical ones where typically regulators and enforcers haven't necessarily said that, you know, there's going to be a competition issue. So that sets a precedent. I think this deal is potentially a test case for how strong of a precedent that is.
Drew Armstrong, reporter at Bloomberg, thank you so much for lending your expertise this morning.
Thank you, guys.
And Drew joining us on the Quiver River Electric Celebrity Line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.